Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I share music with you to help empower you to find happiness from within. Here at our business and our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, Erin Nicole Ministries, our target population is people with depression, businesses that respect people with depression, families that might have leaders or children in their households with depression. Everybody, regardless of your faith system, your gender, your sexual orientation. Your age. We all are impacted in the world by the negative ramifications of depression. It can bring us all together in a sense of hope when we lean in, when we make the decision to choose to love others. At least that's what I believe in my heart. Just got done watching my church service from a distance. The pastors, Joel and Victoria Osteen of Lakewood Church, they live in a different state than I live in, but I consider them my main pastors. I've learned a lot, and I've been able to gain a lot of hope and healing just by applying things that I've heard in the sermons through the years from them, as well as a lot of other thought leaders and spiritual leaders and whatnot. And just got done listening to the sermon today and made the decision to go out and get some exercise in. And so, the Holy Spirit on my way driving said the topic to me, and that's what he does. He whispers in that small, still, quiet voice the specific topic for healing, I believe for me, in my journey. And I believe as I'm able to help heal myself through his supernatural ways and just sharing my truth of the journey, that there's somebody out there that's listening that it can help bring healing to as well. So today's topic is titled Forgiveness Heals Nations. He also whispered in my heart that I needed to emphasize edification of the gentleman that came to my house in 2020. I don't pre-plan these sermons. This is completely from the Holy Spirit. I'm obedient to him. He's kept me alive my whole life when I should have died multiple times. I've been pulled in all kinds of directions from humans my whole life. I've been controlled. I've been held quiet. I've been forced into silence. I've been forced into sexually inappropriate behaviors as young as 3 years old, maybe even younger. The more grateful I am and I speak it aloud, the more the Creator opens up my heart and my memory and heals my mind. But it also opens up the pains of the past. I believe He desires for me to speak out loud forgiveness for the man that came to my house, because I've started to share the truth of what happened in 2020 to me and what's been happening to a lot of women all over the world since the beginning of time. Many of us have been taken advantage of from men, but there are many men and many women that are good human beings. And if you truly have love in your heart, if you truly have the love of the Father and you believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, I'm not ashamed of His Son. I know He's healed me. He's been with me. He's comforted me. He's counseled me through my whole life, through a life of suffering, honestly. I just turned 37, so a life of suffering for 37 years. And sure, there's been beautiful experiences in my life. I believe He desires for me to edify the man that decided to come to my house. Because as I speak the truth, there are some people that don't understand how I could forgive all of the wrongs that have happened to me in the last 3 years. Almost, this October will be 3 full years. Please join in with me in forgiving this man. Looking for the good in this man that chose to sign a contract, essentially with one of the devil's children. To have me killed. One of the top security people that protect our presidents in the United States of America choose to forgive this man with me because I see the good in him. No one told me there was a contract. I figured it out because why would he brag to me and tell me all sorts of things when he was at the house? Why would he tell me that he is the president of this organization that protects all the presidents of America and reassure me that I will be saved and protected, connect me directly to someone that he looked up to? Why would he do that? Unless he had goodness in him. Why would he accept the payment from her? She had access, she told me, to all the riches in the world. I need you to join in with me and forgive this man because he took a risk for his own life in order to save mine. You have to think of it from this perspective. If he didn't accept her payment, if he turned her down, he would still put himself at risk because she and her husband had presented the offer to him. So he would still be at risk if he turned her down. But if he took her payment, then he would be able to know all the details of what was going on, to protect me and continue looking out for me for 3 years. He had to pretend like he wasn't involved in it. He made the decision to help me when he didn't have to. He made the decision to trust in me when we only had 2 interactions before that. I don't know how much he read of my content, but I know people sent him in my direction because the Holy Spirit had this planned for my life and my destiny since I was a little girl, being taken advantage of from men. First it was young boys, first it was my oldest sibling. I believe my oldest sibling was taken advantage of from an older boy from overseas when our family welcomed him as an international exchange student. I don't know for certain because I haven't asked those details. But I choose to look for the good in others. That's what Jesus would do. That's what he encouraged us all to do when he walked this earth. So I believe in that. If we all choose to show people mercy, if we all slow down, take 10,000 foot views of situations that are big decision-making things in our lives that impact people and not just ourselves, if we take a step back and ask, what is the meaning of this? And if you have a deity that you pray to, ask that deity in your prayer or in your meditation time, how can I serve you through my pain? For me, it was, Lord, how can you use this? To help spread more love around the world. Because I made a decision as a little girl. I knew, I had this knowing in my heart. I knew that I was a child of God. I just knew. I see people differently. I see their pains. I can sense their emotions. And more than just sense their emotions, I am deeply impacted. My mood is impacted by other people's emotions. And we know that in the research now. White paper research, the literature continues to demonstrate the power of our moods, the power of how we choose to operate in this world, in our behaviors, in our tones, in our inflections, in our body languages. Even the molecules of water can be transformed by different styles of music. We are all interconnected. The enemy loves to cause division. The enemy loves to cause confusion, pain, frustration. But if we choose to love people, no matter what, if we choose to love our enemies, choose to forgive those that have wronged us, he will use it. I promise you, he will use it to help make for an outstanding life for you and your family. You might hear some squeaking because I just sat down for a little bit. I go with the flow every day now. I used to have everything planned out so particularly. I learned how to plan efficiently and effectively a little bit after getting my master's degree and working 5 part-time jobs after that and still struggling in the economy. And finally, when I hit 2015, I decided to get into direct sales, and I had gotten a planner. I had listened to the leaders of this company because I went to a conference a few weeks after I had joined this business. I was so sick and tired of being broke and following the rules of society that were ingrained since I was a little girl. And I listened. I listened to the leaders that were edifying one another. And this leader of this particular company was the founder. I think I joined when they were about 3 or 3.5 years in. They actually launched it on my parents' anniversary. I remember that. I think it was 2012, might have been 11, somewhere around there. I joined in March of 2015, and I went shortly thereafter down to somewhere in California, Sacramento, I think it was. I forget exactly, but there were 17,000 people in attendance. And I was way up in the nosebleed section. that I was there. And I heard them release products. They had released a mind supplement. They had partnered with a second medical bioscience company. And as leadership, they decided to pay for business coaching for all the top level leaders. And so they introduced all the leaders and all of the things, the extras that they were paying for, because they recognized that if you just have more money, it doesn't make you happier. They wanted to teach us how to balance as we grew as professionals. And they paid for business coach David Byrd and his daughter, Jenny Byrd Greer. And I got to hear him speak on the story of how he and his daughter had developed this planner. The achievement planner, I've used it. I've used it and continue to use it. But what I learned as the Holy Spirit inspired me to start my ministry in 2020, late 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, when a hit was put on my life and I was forced into homelessness in a state that wasn't my residency, I've learned that you can't plan anything in life. That sure, you can make plans, but ultimately, the Holy Spirit is in charge of it all. I had been granted a second chance again at life from the top security people that protect all presidents of the United States of America and their families. In less than 2 years of leaning in, listening to this calling from the Holy Spirit, I had no idea about the pandemic. I had no idea they were adding nominations in every major country in the world for mental health ambassadors. I had just leaned in and I was obedient to the calling that was put on my heart. I had no idea the Sound of Freedom movie had been made 5 years ago, the same year that this calling was put on my heart to share my truth, to share my story of how he healed my mind fully of suicidal ideations and protected me from making a permanent decision that would never be able to be reversed. I had no idea I would be targeted because of a large, very large industry that's the largest industry in the world. All these top major leaders in 2020 that started talking about it on the internet through the Epstein scandal. I had no idea all of us light workers would be connected. I had no idea that we were in the end times. But now I know. Now I know clearly. I've known since 2020. I was added into this nomination, into this contest. They all underestimated me. Except for one. This homeless veteran. And the man that came to my house, that connected me to him. Please join me in forgiving the man that came to my house because they threatened his family. They threatened to destroy his business if he didn't try and destroy my reputation 6 months after he came to my house and signed a deal with the devil's child. Forgiveness heals nations. And there's been so much pain that 7.9 billion of us humans around the world have witnessed through the power of the internet. Please, please forgive this man with me. I'm choosing to forgive him. I get to forgive him in front of all the presidents and the first wives in October. I get to do that because the Holy Spirit revealed that vision to me very specifically on Veterans Day in 2020. I have the gift of prophecy. I've had it since I was a little girl. The the Father above has used all the pains of my life to build me into this resiliency queen that you know me as, or you're being introduced to me as now, if you're just listening to the show for the first time. The Father of all of us, the Creator of the universe, whatever name you want to identify him, is real. He sent guardian angels to protect me when the richest of the richest in all the world paid to have me killed. I've been obedient. I've stayed constant and true as best I could. Sure, we all get off course at times. We're humans. There was over 1,050 people that orchestrated together to try and destroy me. And the Holy Spirit revealed that over 107 high-ranking officers of the United States military on all political parties last year were involved in trying to get my husband and I killed because they wanted somebody else to win this contest. And my hero of 2020 that was in, I was introduced to from this man that showed up at my house, that trusted me enough in that moment to connect me to someone that he respected. Nobody could find us last year. They couldn't find us. 107 high-ranking officers. There's over 300 million citizens in America. It took 107 high-ranking officers and they still couldn't find us. So they had to threaten my friend of 7 years that's not in the circle anymore. They threatened her active duty status. She served over 20 years in the military. Warrant officer, earned her rank every step of the journey. They threatened her family to call me out of the blue after forcing her to disassociate from me. And then they traced our location based on her just calling me. It's completely disrupted my life. But if you have a calling put on your life to transform the world, the Holy Spirit has put a calling, a purpose on your life, and it's the first in history, and you're responsible for people with the largest diagnosis. The most people in the world are diagnosed with depression. That is the most expensive diagnosis. If you look in the world history for World Health Organization statistics in the workplace, it's the most expensive diagnosis and the least financially supported. They estimated back in 2019, before the official shutdown, there was over $1 trillion of lost productivity in the workplace. Please join in with me in forgiving this man that came to my house because he had to make it look so believable. He wasn't alone when he helped me. He reached out to all all political parties, security teams that he trusted. And they've all been looking out for me since that day. Sure, some of them tried to ruin my reputation, but none of them harmed me. They weren't allowed to. They signed a contract. I don't know what all the details were, but they've been stealing from me for almost 3 years. They had to convince her not to kill me. So she accepted the offer to just steal my intellectual properties, my network, my associations. Forced me into fear for 3 years. It doesn't make sense in the physical realm why we should forgive this man for coming to my house. But if you don't forgive him with me, this whole evil organization will make sure that they destroy him and our nation. And then darkness wins. I'm choosing to forgive him. I'm choosing to forgive President Biden and all of the high-ranking officers. I'm choosing to pray for those families. They're in the process of mailing my husband letters, apologizing to us specifically. Because there were so many people that underestimated me, but my hero of 2020 decided to believe me, decided to listen to me the first time I said anything of concern. He trusted me. And he didn't just trust me. He had his high-level connections that are all over the world look into my background, reach out to my associations, research me all the way down to my first email account when we first got connected onto the internet. I believe I was in sixth grade, my first year in public school. They read through every single email I've ever written, every single direct message through AOL Instant Messenger. I had no idea what these people had access to, but I'm so grateful. I'm incredibly grateful for where I was blessed to be born in. The country. With all the freedoms that we have as women. As humans. And sure, there was a lot of wrongs that were done towards me in the last few years. But I just watched the movie last night, The Sound of Freedom. It wasn't the first time I had heard about the sex trafficking around the world. It wasn't the first time I had learned about what they do to little kids all around the world. I read about it in the Bible, in my own ancestry, in my own DNA line, the children of King David. I'm in the bloodline of King David, Absalom and Tamar. There was sexual infidelity. He forced himself upon his sister. He raped her. And then he disowned her and made her feel disgusting. It's been going on for thousands of years, since the beginning of time. It's the enemy's way to destroy families, to destroy reputations and innocence, and to create depression in people. We all get to choose how quickly we're going to bounce back. Some people are born with the ability to bounce back quickly. Some people have to learn it over time. I'm choosing to forgive this man that came to my house. Please join me in forgiving him. Because had he not done his part, I would never have met my hero of 2020. I never would have known about all the security teams that protect our nation. I never would have experienced the kindness of strangers that helped me in my deepest time of need. that didn't want anything in return. They didn't even want to be recognized. They didn't want me to talk about them. They tried to cover it up anytime I posted about it. I gave a promotion to a minister that had given me his book, and they killed him because that's the level of security they have to do to protect our presidents. It doesn't make sense why they chose me, why they chose to protect me, why they chose to listen to me and believe in my story. But they did. So please join me in forgiving this man. Forgiveness heals nations. And I'm also reminded, I'm also very much reminded, it's okay to cry. My pastor Joel cries all the time, so if you make fun of me, you make fun of him. I've learned to laugh at myself through the last few years because it's been so much ridiculousness that they've tested me on. All the teams that protect all presidents that are alive have been testing me. They've added themselves to my social media circle. They've sent people on purpose to try and ruin my reputation to test me. Some of them were testing me. Some of them were trying to ruin my reputation because it's a contest. First ever in the world, one representative for 1.56 billion people. That's a lot of responsibility for one person, and no one in our history of the earth has ever had this position before. No one in our history that I'm aware of has ever had to create their own sources of healing. And I don't take any credit for it, because I give all glory to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And what I've learned is as I continue to keep Him first place in my life, He continues to elevate me to positions of authority. I've created 40 alternative therapies in 37 years. In the last 2.5+ years, this October will be 3 full years since this contest, since I entered this contest, I've already created 88 alternative songs to help empower you. And I say alternative, it's some of them are spiritual based, some of them aren't. They're all under my life mission. They're all under that same umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. They had to test me. They all had to test me because all the major nations worked in congruence to add these positions to the world, and they needed to make sure if they were going to represent, if I'm going to be the person for our nation and not just the nation but the world, I can't be an embarrassment to my country and to women everywhere. They had to make sure they could test me in every single angle possible and look into my background, look into my associations, interview my associations. No one has told me any of this. The Holy Spirit reveals things to me. The only thing I had heard was a woman that had been a plant sent by this evil, dark group that tortures, abducts, sacrifices children. The richest of the rich. She had been sent to me, to my contact. She started reaching out to me, I believe in 2019, but I believe they had been watching me since I started paying for Instagram and Facebook ads in 2018, because those were the popular apps with the most active users on them. I was following Gary Vaynerchuk's recommendations online, and I was being obedient, just starting slow, learning social media, learning the different apps, how to write content, how to figure out what my messaging was, how to shoot videos, how to take photos, how to edit, how to start a blog. how to interview people, how to network with people, how to go to public speaking events, how to balance it while working a full-time job and moving across the country and trying to keep myself enjoying the process. The Creator of the universe has poured favor over me because I was obedient when He told me what my assignment was in 2018. And this woman no longer walks the earth because she committed treason. She paid the top security man that came to my house, one of the top that protects President Biden. She paid him and he took her payment. He had to trick her. She had a PhD in ministry, former NFL cheerleader, had written music that she sold to very famous music artists in the music industry. She was in the same house as Whitney Houston when she died. To give you the level of authority that the Holy Spirit has allowed me to be elevated to very swiftly, she told me that I did not want to be famous. When I said, I think it would be neat to have a big celebrity event, annual event, blah, 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 because she was slowly building trust over the course of a year using mirror matching techniques, stalking behavior, telling me she was a PhD, showing me her PhD in divinity, sent me the photo of her being a part of the NFL, told me her family friends, her mother's personal family friend, the lead singer of Earth, Wind, and Fire. She sold her very first song at 7 years old to the Aerosmith band. But in her faith system, as she identified as a private church group, she wasn't allowed to take any credit. She was stressed financially. And my business started getting momentum in 2020, when a lot of businesses were getting shut down. The emotions that we learn in elementary school and how to express them. And if you were homeschooled like me, I wasn't allowed to have emotions. I wasn't allowed to express any of my feelings. I had to learn to withdraw. That is why I had struggled so much with depression, because I had grown up in the church, but I was been secretly sexually abused in private. They targeted me on purpose because I shared my truth. Since 2018, I have been obedient to my deity, and this man chose to help me and not her. I wasn't profitable in my businesses. It wasn't going to make him any money. But he made the decision to do the right thing. So please, I beg of you, please forgive this man. Do not be angry with him. We're not ever going to say his name publicly because we are going to respect his decision to choose me, to choose love. And after that meeting takes place in October, when I get to be reunited with my husband that he had connected me to in 2020, that I married last year. I haven't seen my husband in over 14 months, it'll be 18 months, I believe, this October, with zero contact. I tried to text my husband one time last year. Phone got destroyed. Couldn't use it at all. Every single one of my associations in the last 3 years that I've mentioned too much information while around my smart devices, or they accidentally said something to me over a phone call, every single one of my associations has had to get brand new cell phones. That is the level of security and protections, but also harassment that I've had to endure and my associations have had to endure, because it's a very big deal to be crowned the first time ever Global Mental Health Ambassador. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I'm not just crowned that in the world, I'm also crowned the first ever Chief Spiritual Officer of the United States. And I said, Father, why me? There were so many other ministers. There are so many people that went to seminary school that have way more knowledge than me. And he said, because you've been obedient. Because you have trusted in me. And you've chosen to love people. I'm going to honor you publicly. He told me to forgive this man discreetly. He told me to keep his name private. I could easily throw down our government. I could easily get our president right now impeached. And don't think that that thought hasn't crossed my mind a few times. But I choose to worship the Lord above all lords that saved all of us by sacrificing his own son. And demonstrating 3 days later that he rose from the grave. And he is the ultimate source of all things. So although they've been stealing from me for the last 3 years, I've also continued to create. Because the Holy Spirit gifts you. If you choose to love others, he gifts you things. In your area of genius, if you choose to lean in and spend time with him, imagine what the price tag value is for 40 alternative therapies. When we get them white paper researched, empirically evaluated by the Joint Commission, which is the international gold standard of all white paper research, translated into textbooks made available to all universities around the world, to those universities that desire to help their students with depression, the most expensive condition in the world. Imagine the value that would be to teach therapists, sociologists, lawyers, mathematicians, business owners, music professors. There are so many different departments it impacts. Translating it into multiple languages. Imagine the value, the lifetime value. I never imagined that he would use me in this way. I've just been obedient to what he's called me to do. And everything that I set in motion, everything that I step forward and take action on, he has blessed. That is why I ask you to forgive this man that came to my house in 2020. Forgive him for getting paid over $1 million to try and ruin my reputation in public. Because if he didn't accept that payment, they would have destroyed his business and they would have outed whatever it was that he shared with her. He chose to keep me alive. Now it's my turn to keep him alive. In the military, I don't have active duty status experience, but I'm a veteran spouse. In the military, it's common knowledge and lingo, and in movies you've seen it, that we don't leave anybody behind. And the same thing goes for Jesus Christ. There's an analogy they speak about. The shepherd. Most shepherds were responsible for like 100 sheep. He left the 99 sheep to look for the one. Lauren Daigle wrote a song called Rescue in 2020. It had just been released when I was off grid. And it's all about the military, the army of the Lord coming to our rescue. That was what they did for me. So please join me in forgiving this man. For forgiveness unifies nations, and more unified nations are more happier. And when you're happier, your brain thinks more clearly. And when your brain thinks more clearly, you make better decisions. And you don't start wars with other nations. I'm choosing to forgive this man because I see through the spiritual realm. And the more I choose to forgive and choose love, which is what Jesus told us all to do, to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor, I'm choosing to love this man. I ask you to dig deep in your soul. No matter what your faith system is, or lack thereof, I ask you to think on this. Who is it in your life that you need to forgive? Who is it in your job, or your family, or your church, or your business, or your neighborhood? Who is it that you need to forgive and love? If I can forgive this man, I know you can forgive whoever has wronged you. Thank you for listening to this special episode of the Move Happy Movement podcast. At this time, we cannot accept any donations, and you can't buy anything from our businesses until the contract is signed in October. But in the meantime, if this sermon has done anything for you, if you desire, we don't expect anything, but if you desire, it would mean the world to me. If you would share this episode on your social media channels and write a couple sentences of who you're choosing to forgive around the world. You don't have to necessarily say their name out loud to out them publicly, but maybe it's writing a family member or writing a boss or whatever general word that's going to protect their integrity and their privacy. And write a couple sentences of what you're going to forgive them for and how you're choosing to love them despite what they've done. That would mean the world to me. And if you would put on there, if you're sensing that you need to include me, if you could put a sentence or a few words in there, including our branding or including our nonprofit ministry name, Erin Nicole Ministries, and just letting people know that you've heard this message and that you're voting, you're casting your vote. Because I don't know how they're voting. I don't know who decides what, but I know that the Lord assigned it to me. And I want them to see that the people have spoken. And that you desire to help me bring my husband home. Thank you. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.